pronounced that it was good. He had enjoyed this literary achievement, and enjoyed the vast amount of reading he had had to do, had enjoyed snorting with disgust as he flung a book across the floor, though always remembering to rise, pick it up, and dispose of it tidily in the waste paper basket, and had enjoyed appreciatively nodding his head on the rare occasions when such approval was justified. And now? He had had a pleasant interlude of relaxation, very necessary after his intellectual labour, but one could not relax forever. One had to go on to the next thing. Unfortunately, he had no idea what the next thing might be. Some further literary accomplishment? He thought not. Do a thing well, then leave it alone. That was his maxim. The truth of the matter was, he was bored. All this strenuous mental activity in which he had been indulging, there had been too much of it. It had got him into bad habits. It had made him restless. Vexatious. He shook his head and took another sip of chocolate. The door opened, and his well-trained servant George entered. His manner was deferential and slightly apologetic. He coughed and murmured, A young lady has called. Poirot looked at him with surprise and mild distaste.
I do not see people at this hour, he said reprovingly.